You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Yes, it is time for Who Arted on Morning Glory. Today on Who Arted, we have fine art photographer Hayley Thayers in with Amy. Hayley has her first solo show. I too have been to Arcadia, or It and Arcadia Ego, opening next week at Black Asterix on the Ponds. She's here to chat with Amy about her inspiration, and other such glorious themes within her work. Hey, guys.
Hey, hi. Thank you. Hayley, just your surname, is it Thayers?
Thayers. Yep.
That's beautiful. Okay, everybody, I'd like to introduce Hayley Thayers. Hayley grew up in Middlemarch, Central Otago, and went to boarding school in Dunedin. She's worked for the Human Rights Commission, is primarily self-taught, and has spent the last 2 to 3 years solidly making beautiful art. She's done the cover for several New Zealand albums and about half the covers for New Zealand Bill Stickers Cafe Reader.
Phantom Bill Stickers Cafe Reader.
Okay, yep. Which has included books or writings from Chris Knox, David Merritt, Peter Olds and Graham Downs. Currently, she's studying at Unitech, undertaking a Bachelor of Creative Enterprise. Now, Hayley, for the last 2 years, you've been working on a photo book of New Zealand cult musicians called Boat With No Ocean, which is a great name, by the way. It's to be published by Haru Tsushima at Rim Books, and it features over 60 portraits of musicians with accompanying writing by the musicians themselves alongside several New Zealand music writers. This sounds very interesting. How did this come about?
I was Campbell Walker, he's a filmmaker, and he was going through this stage in his life where he said anyone that offered him anything or invited him anywhere, he would say yes. So I didn't know he was going through the stage, but I said, do you want to come model for me? And we went out to Whatupu and he modelled for me and spent the day at my house out in Hooea and said, oh, you're building up quite a collection of like cult musicians. You should have an exhibition. And so that really kind of planted the seed. I had been building up this collection just because these people are my world. And then I thought, wow, what about a book, a coffee table book? So came up with the idea and thought the first thing I need to do is get lots of photos. So I went to Jim Wilson at Phantom Bill Stickers and asked him for some funding. And he funded me to travel around New Zealand and Australia as well to take photos of these musicians. So I spent about 6 months on that. And then when I had enough pictures together, I approached a publisher and people had said Haru at Rim Books would be a really good fit for me. It's an artist-run publishing house and he's a photographer, a really good photographer. So I approached him and he was keen and he said, oh, this project will probably take about 3 years. I'm quite impatient and because I felt I'd done all the photos, it's ready to go. But for the last 2 years we've been working on the writing. So I've got lots of like New Zealand music writers writing about the artists in the book and also some of the musicians writing about each other. I'm just finishing off that writing now, and hopefully if it's done by September, Haru's going to take it to the New York Book Fair.
That sounds awesome. That's really exciting.
Yeah, it is. And it's called Boat With No Ocean as a tribute to my friend Peter Gutteridge, who died a couple of years ago, and I've got really, really beautiful pictures of him in the book.
Oh, that's really awesome. I'm really looking forward to that coming out. Is it laid out yet, like in a design program? Can you see it collected sort of together now?
Or? Yeah, you can, yeah.
How very exciting.
There's just still gaps where there still needs to be more writing.
Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in writing, I've still got about 20 musicians that need to be written about. So
oh, great.
Contact me and I'd love more people to be involved.
Yes, you can contact Hayley through her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Hayley.Thayers.
I think it's just Hayley Thayers Photography on Facebook.
If you just put it, if you just put the dot and then your surname, it'll go straight. It goes there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I tested. Yeah. I tested it this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so now let's talk about your fine art photography. It's very beautiful. It's very whimsical, both in the themes you seem to portray, although we have just spoken about the musicians and men, but of women and children who are often submerged or entangled within nature or deep in a dark mass of nothingness, and how you present them, which is often reflected and duplicated within this environment, creating a sense of ritual, rhythm and mystery. Can you tell us a bit more about these themes and how you choose your subjects and why you present them the way you do?
Sure, okay. It's interesting to hear you speak of like the ritualistic aspect in my work, and I suppose that's informed by some of my favourite films, which would be Holy Mountain by Jodorowsky and the films of Kenneth Anger. I love those films and I can just watch them again and again and again. The reason I make the work I do is because it's what's available to me. So I have children who are really beautiful and they have beautiful friends. And sometimes with one of my models, I was just at school with my children and saw this beautiful red-headed girl. Who's that girl? I want to photograph her. So that's not in a creepy way. And Enya, she's become one of my favourite models. So I work with kind of the beauty that's around me. And because I live out in Huia, what I have access to is the bush and all these beautiful waterholes. And we spend a lot of time swimming in the summer. It makes sense to put these beautiful girls in the water. Mm. And the other thing is I've dressed them in beautiful dresses, which I find in op shops. And so I spend a lot of time going around op shops looking for these beautiful dresses. And so there's kind of three angles that it comes from. One is either the model is what inspires me, like I'll see someone and think, and then kind of, you know, set it around her, or I'll find a dress and set it around the dress, or I'll find a location. Like I recently found that lily pond in Piha, kind of in the back streets of Piha.
Yep.
On the way to the waterfall.
I think I know the way.
Yeah, and I saw that and I just, wow, I have to photograph someone in there. So I've got a model, Ella. She's a star of my show. There's five pictures of her. And I got her in that water. It wasn't even summer. It was the end of spring. And she was like so brave. She didn't complain at all. She stayed in there for ages. And I know there was eels and things crawling around.
What a professional.
Yeah, absolutely. She's incredible. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I love the way that it is very intuitive and it grows very naturally within itself as an artwork, which is always, in my opinion, brings across very strong work. I really love Whatapu and Huia and Little Huia. There's a Elam-owned lodge out there, Fisher Lodge, you know?
Yeah, we know it well, yeah.
Right, so just one final question before we have to wrap it up. So I too have been to Arcadia Et and Arcadia Ego as your first solo exhibition at Black Asterix. That's your first solo exhibition, full stop, which will be on show with this year's Black Asterix Festival of Photography from June the 17th to July the 6th. Just wondering, how did this come about? How did you go about finding the dealer? Once you had your work together, what happened?
So, you know, I'm new to this whole art scene and don't really know how it operates. I feel like an alien at times. So I just asked people, I've got some friends who are artists, like how you get a show. And they said, first of all, you put work in group exhibitions. And so last year during the Festival of Photography, Stuart at Black Asterix put an ad in, he put an ad somewhere asking for people to contribute to the group photography show. So I submitted some work and he loved it. And so I had three pictures then. And then later on in the year, he had some sort of birthday celebration. So he asked for a picture then. And then I was aware that the Festival of Photography was coming up again. So I'd been working on this series over the summer and late spring. And just said, I've got this series, shall we put on a show for the Festival of Photography? And he was keen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to going. So it's the preview's next Thursday and then it opens to the public. Well, everyone can go on Thursday.
Everyone can. Yeah. Please come.
Thank you so much for coming up and talking to us today.
Thank you.
It's lovely to meet you. And
thank you so much, guys. And just to sort of wrap up, Hayley's show opens next Friday and it's at Black Asterix. Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's me.
No worries. and that's on 10 Ponsonby Road, Ponsonby, of course. And you can check out her website, basically her Facebook page, facebook.com/ Hayley Thayers.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.